Neil McDonald, was that a day, if everything can go wrong, it did?
It did, and self-inflicted, to be fair. I think the first goal is a throw-in. We're not picking up, we're standing watching. Second goal goes through the wall, and game over.
What on earth can you say when your team concedes goals like that?
Well, not a lot. I think you've got to try and control your frustrations, certainly my frustrations, certainly the players' frustrations, but... You know, that's the two softest goals I think we've conceded all season, and when we're away from home, and our form's not brilliant away from home, even though we picked up a fantastic point against Chesterfield and should have won, the standard between the game against Chesterfield and Millwall was massive.
How do you account for that? You said to us on Tuesday night, we passed it and moved as well as we have all season, and then this.
It's the two goals, definitely the two goals are really soft, and to concede two goals like that early on in the half as well, puts them on the up and makes us feel sorry for ourselves. We try to address everything at half time, although Jack really should have scored and got back into the game 2-1, which makes it different. We had a good chance with Uchi at the start to score the first goal, but we didn't take that. And then we give two of the softest goals I've ever seen in, for a long time.
And as if it wasn't bad enough first half, Clark Robertson's gone down again and looks struggling. What's the story?
Yeah, it looks as though he's got a tight hamstring, so that's unfortunate for us. But we bring Boyce on and we just adjust. But, you know, the two soft goals certainly killed us, that's for sure.
And you thought you had a way back late on when Mark Cullen stuck that in. It must have been tight.
Yeah, well, that's sometimes how it goes. It was tight. We thought it was onside, but the linesman puts his flag up. Does it put us back into the game? Yes, but probably still too far to get back into it. Although... we did pass the ball a little bit better second half, but they're sitting off and the 2-0 up. And then with getting Hayden sent off with the first one that he shouldn't have been booked for. I don't know why he's been booked, but the second one is a foul. And we've gone to 10 men, just gone with three at the back to try and get back in and try and keep forcing the issue. And then the third goal was another soft one, really. Not coming inside to defend properly in a handball, which is harsh in my opinion, because I've seen it on the video and it's harsh.
Horrible afternoon in South London. You're really in bother now, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We're in a relegation. That's the first ever time we've used that. I think we're in a relegation battle now. And we certainly need to stand up and be counted. And I thought the effort was okay, not as good as Chesterfield. I certainly didn't give in, I don't think. And we're not certainly putting the chances away. So it's all round. Everything defensively, attacking-wise, making the right decisions was poor today.
And maybe for the first time this season, certainly from the vantage point that we had up there, the players seem to be having a pop at each other.
Yeah, I don't like that. I think, you know, they were certainly frustrated with the two goals that were conceded. And we can certainly do better with the two goals that were conceded, that's for sure. And that's why they were having a go at each other. We sorted that at half-time. I said stop pointing the fingers and get on with the game. And we tried to do that second half, but... unfortunately, we conceded another one towards the end, but that was only when we went down to 10 men.
You've been positive after games for the last 34, 35 of the season. Can you find a positive after that?
No, not really. For the first ever time, no. I thought it was a poor defensive performance, certainly, more so. Certainly nowhere near the attacking ability or attacking play that we showed on Tuesday night. And that's the most worrying thing is the gap between the two games.
You've always as well said to us, you want to get him back out on the training field and work hard. Is that the answer or is something more radical needed?
No, well, I think that's all we can do. We can keep on working hard on the training field, but we have to make the right decisions. And we certainly have to defend better as an individual, because there was a couple of individual mistakes here that cost us badly.
Finally for me, Lloyd Jones back in the fold. How near is he?
He'll have a good week's training next week, and then he'll come into the fold. He was on the bench today, but we've only seen him train a couple of times this week. And as I say, he'll certainly put pressure on a back four that's conceded three today.
Have you got enough in there to get out of this, or do you need to go and find more?
Well, we've just brought the young lad from Newcastle, Liam, so hopefully he can add a little bit to the squad that we've got. And if anybody else comes available, we'll try and get it.